Hello, I'm Kitty. We're talking health. Today, the subjects are how to help someone with a mental health problem, followed by friendship and how it helps your mental and physical well-being. And then finally, we will finish up with rediscovering the natural world. So, let's start. With recent global events and current uncertainties in the world right now, it's not surprising, is it, if you find a friend or family member who has a mental health problem, you yourself may be in the same position. Firstly, please don't be worried about accessing help or assistance. Help is there and can be accessed. Having a mental health problem is something which could happen to absolutely anyone. It's so important to talk to someone about how you feel. This could be with a family member or friend, or indeed someone you don't even know. So, how can you help? Here are 9 good tips from the NHS website. Firstly, express your concern to the person. This shows you care about them and have time for them to chat with you. Offer your time to listen. In a previous podcast, we discussed how to listen. You may wish to listen to that one if you haven't already. Using open questions helps people to start the process of talking. Be patient. You will not always know the whole story. It may have been very hard for the person to ask for help, and it may take time for them to say what they want to, and in a way they can. Reassure them. It's incredibly difficult and a huge step for someone to initiate a chat about their worries or concerns. Acknowledge this and let them know you're there to listen. Act as you usually do together. Do what you usually do, because behaving differently can make someone feel more isolated. Don't be afraid to offer kind words and a space to talk, either by phone, messaging, or even in person. If the person doesn't want support, listen without judgment. Offer yourself to chat with them and be there for them. Sometimes chatting about things helps the person to see a different perspective. Don't force it. It's very important not to force someone to chat or to get help. This makes people feel that they have less personal power and makes them less able to speak about their issues, which can cause further problems. Offer practical help. Little acts of kindness, like shopping or offering to go to appointments with someone to support them, mean such a lot. Ask how you can help. And finally, look after yourself. Chatting with someone you care about who's in distress can be upsetting for you as well. Be kind to yourself after a difficult chat. And remember, every mind matters. On the island, you can access mental health assistance by contacting the Integrated Mental Health Hub, which has very recently opened. To access this, you call 111. Or you can visit the Isle of Wight Mental Health Community Hub website on www.iwmentalhealth.co.uk. Or you can drop into the Integrated Mental Health Hub. That's at number 7 Pyle Street in Newport. Now, this is a temporary base for them. Both 111 and online services are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The Integrated Mental Health Hub is open for drop-ins between 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. daily, including weekends and bank holidays. If instead you want to chat and have no one to chat to at that time, the Samaritans are available. The number is 116 123 and the call is free of charge. If texting is your preferred thing, then shout may be your choice. This is the UK-wide 24 hours a day, 7 days a week text service, free on all major service providers for anyone in crisis. Just text 85258. It's good to talk during a crisis if you're able to. Coming up next, we will be talking about friendship and how it helps your mental and physical well-being. Now for a chat about friendship and how it helps your mental and physical well-being. Friendship is such a valuable thing, isn't it? Friends enable us to cope with the day-to-day challenges of life. We all like to think we've got friends, but it's when the going gets tough that you find out who your friends really are. Some people are what you might call acquaintances instead. There are many different types of friendship, aren't there? If you think about it literally, friends are crucial to our own health and well-being. You might tell your trusted friend about things that you wouldn't consider talking to your family about. Friends are people who you connect with, a sort of relationship which is beneficial to both of you, perhaps with a mutual understanding of their specific physical or mental health issues, for example. So what else is a friend? Well, it's someone to help you keep on the straight and narrow and help you to make informed decisions should you need to. Someone to bounce ideas off, negotiating difficult subjects sometimes. Someone to keep you grounded and in the here and now. Someone who you love being with and at times you don't even need to speak to. Just being in their company is all you need. Friendships work both ways. You support each other. Through your life, you can rely on your friends to be there for you. It's great to know you have their support too. Having trust in your friend is a very valuable thing too. Trusting someone to tell your worries, concerns and all sorts of other things is so important, isn't it? You know that whatever you talk to, you won't be judged, you will be listened to and you'll be helped should you need it. Especially now, in these extraordinary times, friends are even more important. I don't know about you, but until very recently, I was only able to see my trusted friend on video link or across the other side of the field from me. Friendship is incredibly important if you're feeling under the weather. So if your friend isn't well, either physically or mentally, what can you do to help them? Try to be a rainbow in their cloud, as Maya Angelou once said. Offer your support in what way is best, either practically or emotionally. To help your friend emotionally, listen actively, acknowledge their issues, reassure your friend you're there for them. Sometimes just chatting over a cuppa or out on a walk can help your friend to get things into perspective a bit better. A really important thing to consider is encouraging your friend to access help if it's needed. It may be a difficult conversation, but help is available. And finally, a couple of little quotes. Sometimes we need someone to simply be there. Not to fix anything or to do anything in particular, but just to let us feel that we are cared for and supported. Isn't that nice? And a little quote from Proverbs 27:9. A sweet friendship restores the soul. Coming up in the next segment, we will be talking about rediscovering the outside world. Now for a little chat about rediscovering the outside world. There's something quite magical about the natural world, isn't there? Even more so when you've been confined to a small environment for so long. I went for a short walk locally near my home this week and I realised that I've missed seeing and smelling the lilac and now it's elderflower time. The world seems to have just moved. In my opinion, it's mind-blowing to see the changes out there. The world of nature has carried on with its changing cycles of life, regardless of what has been occurring across the globe recently. I sat in wonder and reflected on the ways of the natural world. Nature is a healer. It is awesome and such a joy to spend time in, absorbing the sights, sounds, smells of everything once again, almost like discovering, well indeed rediscovering every bit of my local outdoor environment as if it was brand new. The grass seemed greener, the flowers were brighter, and on the day I went out, the sun was shining down onto the land, bringing warmth and enabling growth of the nature around me. I looked at the sky, sat there for a moment, wispy clouds making all sorts of shapes. I was able to sit on the grass a while, watched a little beetle as it made its way across what to it must have been a huge wilderness. I sat a while and contemplated my surroundings, whilst drinking a cup of coffee I'd brought with me. A little buttercup looked towards the sun, and daisies brought such colour to the area I was in. Then I spotted some orchids, just peeking through the undergrowth, bringing yet more vibrant colour into the world. You may ask, why have I told you of my short journey outside into the natural world? Well, regular listeners will recall that last week, I chatted about going outside after being indoors for so long. Last week I was rather worried about going out. Anxiety about that was a pretty major issue for me last week. That's not to say I feel confident enough to venture to town and go in the shops, now that some of them have opened this week. However, by going out just to wander has raised my spirits and it started me on my journey of going out again. I remain grateful for what I have, where I am, and who I'm with right now. Thank you to everyone who has contributed towards helping others during the pandemic and are still continuing to this time. It seems we're not quite out of the woods yet, in my personal opinion, but the local world, on the island, sure does feel a little less of a scary place now that I've ventured out. When you do go out, please remember your face covering and make sure you observe social distancing as well as washing your hands too. Stay well, everyone, and just use your common sense. If you are going out, enjoy. Nature is awesome. Thank you for listening to the Stay Healthy podcast here on Vectis Radio FM 104.6 and online. I will be back next week with more healthy conversation. Take care of yourselves. Bye for now.